Hi there, it's Helene Lerner, and it's our Dare to Live Fully podcast. Today we're talking about getting the credit we deserve by giving it to ourselves. You know, folks, I usually work hard. I usually put my full self into something, and then I want acknowledgement. If I did so much, I want someone to recognize it and say to me, good job, or you're in for a promotion, or blah, 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 blah. And that's not how life happens. So very often, after putting my whole self in, because I'm looking from the outside to make me feel okay, I get frustrated and angry and resentful. And even if I don't say it to people, I project it and they know. Now, am I the only one who does this? I don't think so. So how do we counter that? We do it by we're open to getting those acknowledgments, but we're not dependent on it. And we start to give it to ourselves throughout the day, not just once, but after we finish a task, after we act in a new way, we take a look at that and we say something to ourselves in a positive way. We're so used to criticizing ourselves, right? In other words, women traditionally are so hard on themselves, perfectionistic. We need to counter that, change the channel into positive acknowledgement. So, for example, it's a Saturday today, and I'm doing a podcast, and I'm doing it because I really want to contribute to the people who might listen to it. Yes, it's my day of rest, but I feel good about this. And then I say, good job, Helene. Good job. So instead of criticizing myself, I'm acknowledging something I'm doing and I'm saying good job. I'm not walking around saying it should have been better. I second guess myself, did I do the right thing? You know, that constant drone of criticism, you've heard me say that we walk around with every day. No, we're not doing that. We're talking about reversing the pattern and giving ourselves the praise we deserve. Okay, how else can we give ourselves that respect? Well, you've heard this over and over again, but it really works. And when I'm usually down in the dumps and I've tried everything else and nothing is working, I revert to this. It's having an attitude of gratitude. Yes, I'm looking at what I don't have in my life. Why can't I have this, that? She has that. But reverse the trend. What am I grateful for today? Right now, I'm sitting in a beautiful space. I've had a good meal. I went out and I brought my flowers, and that was wonderful. It's sunny outside. I'm healthy. My son's okay. If we really looked, folks, and not let our negativity take over, we could make a whole list, even in these crazy days of the pandemic and financial insecurity and racial inequities, even with the external world seemingly blowing up, there's always things to be grateful for. I'm alive. I'm well. I'm speaking with you. Way to go, Helene. An attitude of gratitude. Now, very important in the workplace, if you feel that you're putting in the effort, doing a great job, but people seem to be passing you over and over again, Don't sit back. Don't expect them to come to you. We have to ask for what we need. And the simpler, the better. Not a long explanation. You can get a trusted friend and role play with them. But if you're noticing that it's been about a year and a half and you've put in a great job and other people are being promoted and you're not, it's time to speak up. And usually the best way is to have a list of your accomplishments, what you have done, and how it has impacted your company, the department, your boss. And with that preparation, you go in there and be enthusiastic. Don't come from a victim stance, but enthusiastic, and talk about what you've done and the fact that you're ready to take on more and that you're ready for the next promotion. Also, do your homework. See what jobs may be opening up. Be very prepared. Look, the biggest problem is when you don't do your best. And if not talking up, if you don't do that, you're not doing your best. Give it your best shot by speaking up. And as I said, you can role play with a friend or get a job coach. You don't have to do it alone. Then, if you don't get the promotion, if you find yourself stagnant, it's time to perhaps look for something else. I know this is not the greatest environment to find new jobs. So where you are, see if you can pick up some new skills. Because the more skills you have, the more marketable you are. Okay, so what have we learned here? Getting the credit you deserve means giving it to yourself firstly. Because when you acknowledge what you've done, you're coming from a centered place, an impactful place, a place where people want to follow that person because they're centered and grounded. And that's where you want to come from. Not from resenting the fact that people don't acknowledge you the way you would like to be acknowledged. That's a victim stance, and you know where it'll get you? No place. No one wants to be around a victim. How do we get ourselves in a centered place, especially with the dizziness that's going on in the world? The fact that it's like, as I've spoken on other podcasts, an emotional roller coaster where there's so many things changing, so many emotions going on, anger, sadness, happiness, challenges, frustration. Well, we talked about the attitude of gratitude, which will ground us right away. What do I have to be grateful for? And don't say, same old, same old. I hear that all the time. The reason why you hear it all the time, because it works. I know with me it works. When I'm feeling in the pity pot or just not great, and I've tried everything else, if I really look at what I have in my life, the good stuff, there's usually a lot. So an attitude of gratitude is very important. Another way to get grounded is to help someone else. Get out of yourself. To get what you deserve, we talked about feeling grounded in yourself and giving it to yourself. A good way to do that is to look at someone else who is not doing as well as you are. Lend an ear. Hear what they need. If you have an insight for them, give it to them. Very, very important. In these days, you are being called to lead. A leader doesn't always look around and see who's acknowledging them. A leader is grounded, has insight, and then says, I know how to solve this. I think we should do it this way, and this is why. Are you with me? And if you look around, they're getting the respect because they're coming from a centered, grounded place. Goodbye for now. Remember, to get the credit you deserve, you need to give it to yourself.